For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Well, he did it. Our boy went and got married, got on a plane, and spent most of the last hour or so texting DQ and I. So everything, apparently they don't have Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune down up in Canada, wherever he went on his honeymoon. Hey, welcome in. It's Monday. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. You can get us on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 866-285-4005. We'll even pay for the phone call if you want to. DQ is here. Hello.
Hi.
DQ had a great weekend, right?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, DQ, we will talk about her dance floor moves. Iffy, and risking his life and career today, Brandon Evans, 4029. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. I'm super excited to be here with you guys.
Okay, now we're going to have to dial down the TV stuff. It's just us.
Hey, you know.
It's us and like a dozen people.
This is the coolest, like, man cave sports place that I've ever been. It's, like, very comfortable. I think everybody should have one of these in their homes.
You should. It's we work hard on throwing stuff around randomly, haphazardly here in the studio. Apologize for the stream. DQ and I didn't know the password. Didn't know how to work this thing. So we're working on the stream. We'll hopefully get it up. We've got a ton of things to get into. Until last week, I didn't realize that you and DQ had a beef. Actually, two of them. We'll do that in a minute.
Yeah, beef is what brings us here today.
That's right. Brandon alerted me to the fact that DQ has insulted him.
Beef brings us to the table.
So we're going to get into that. We had a busy weekend of sports and stuff. I do, before we even begin any of this, I do want to wish our very own Andy Hodges. It's his birthday today. Andy's 84. So you know, if you see Andy out and about, tell him hello. Tell him well, I can't tell you what I want you to tell him. But he's 84 today. Say hi to Andy.
Wow,
I
know, 84. I know, yeah, we should all be so lucky.
Yeah, he's hanging in there. He hasn't got to that point where, you know, peeing on the outside of his... The Ruskins, the two of them, are now streaming us from Montreal, Canada.
Hmm.
Do you have anything better to do? But congratulations, guys.
I hear Montreal's nice.
Yeah, it's nice this time.
Nice this time. Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. Glad you got there safely. Wonderful ceremony. We're going to go through all of this. We're bringing in experts. We're going to talk about decor. We're going to talk about...
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, we had a really, really good time. Now, you, Brandon Evans, you are an interesting guy. So I was doing some research today because, you know,
we got cue cards.
We do. I like to know a little bit about the folks that we have in here. You know, we're gonna have a cavalcade of guests this week, and you are leading off today, risking your career. You're not the first 4029er to come in here. We've had Paige in here, and Jordan's been in here, and Darby. Now you're batting cleanup. So I am told that you are a singer songwriter and that you taught yourself to play instruments.
Yeah, I'm more of an amateur, you know. Guitarist, yeah. Songwriter.
You know what? We're here. There's no camera. You know what? You're a professional.
I don't play professionally for anyone else. And there's several reasons behind that. First of all, I'm not very good. You know, I can hold a tune.
Okay.
You know, I can strum some guitars. And I like to think that I'm a wordsmith and I can write stuff that rhymes and flows and has a good beat to it. But at the same time, I'm not going to go out and play shows.
Well,
so you're not going to find, you know, like a video of me playing a sold out concert online.
Okay, but everybody starts somewhere. You can put it. You can play guitar, which makes you the perfect person for me to ask about Joe Bonamassa, who I think sucks. Joe Bonamassa, see, you don't even know who he is, so that immediately tells me that Joe Bonamassa sucks. Robert Mann, a fine friend of the show, his contention is that Joe Bonamassa is one of the great guitarists of all time. Brandon's never heard of him.
Not off the top of my head. What band did he play for?
You are proving my point, man. I
think he's solo.
Yeah, we're going to be just fine. Okay. We're going to be just fine. All right, now I'm also told, and you've told me this before, you are a college football player. So when we talk sports, yeah. I have somebody that actually played the game. So
yeah, D3.
It's football.
It's glorified high school
now,
football.
Now, I did see a photograph, and I don't know how to phrase this question. I'm usually pretty good at asking questions. I don't. You had frosted tips.
I had frosted tips and little silver hoop earrings. You know those early 2000s.
We don't just gloss over stuff like that.
Hey man, NSYNC was a big thing back then.
Wow. Okay, yeah,
it was a good look. Justin Timberlake was like the pinnacle of like entertainment at the time. So yeah.
So when they watch you on the news tonight, they need to picture you with silver hoop earrings and frosted tips.
I even had the little fake cubic zirconia, little diamond.
DQ. Woman. He's a 10, but he's got frosted tips and earrings.
It's definitely a choice.
2000s. Remember, early 2000s. That was
before,
a look.
That's before DQ was born. So
of course, but you know, you could watch a movie and realize what the style was in the 80s because that's kind of what the styles are today now, right?
Sure. Sure.
The 80s are back.
Okay. All right. now, what position did you play?
I was a running back.
Now, I've been told that that your mom played a central role in one of your signature injuries, taking turf out of your chin.
Yeah, she came down from the stands. I tried to cut block a linebacker. I still have the 7 stitches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried to cut block a guy. He's just way too big. I was just stupid. Oh, you know. So his cleat came.
Did you make contact? Did you protect your quarterback?
Oh yeah,
that's all that matters.
Yeah, sprung a long run.
Okay.
And but his cleat came up, caught me right in the chin, tore the skin right off. Had a big clump of grass stuck in there. They put me to the sideline and said we were, I guess, going to have to take me to the hospital and stitch me up. And, of course, it's tough back then. Even with the frosted tips, I was tough back then.
Dr. K is texting. He says, when are we going to ask Brandon some hard questions? Like, is he really one of us? Have you been incarcerated?
Wow. I'm going to defer on that one because you mean like incarcerated, like locked up? Yeah. Or have I like been inside
75% of our audience has been locked up. Now, I know you listen.
I've been inside a jail before.
Okay, but on a story, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. But you are a listener. You have recited things back to me. I know you do listen, and I apologize for anything that's happened prior to that. But you're one of the Merry Band of Idiots.
All right.
Just living the dream, right?
I love
it. Just hanging out here. We have to keep everything above board so that, you know, when you go do the news tonight, you know, you don't get suspended.
I will be doing the news tonight, which is going to be great, kind of going from one, you know, genre to the next. It's a little different.
Good question here from Abner. When you do the hog call, do you do jazz fingers? These are total profiling questions.
Ooh, jazz fingers.
DQ, demonstrate.
Yeah, I'm. So I've been to some football games, and I've been to some sporting events here, and I just kind of follow who's next to me, right?
Right.
I don't try to, like, lead the hog call, but, you know. And you do it 3 times, right?
Yes.
There we go. So apparently I did it right.
Okay, so you're jazz fingering. With the hoop earrings and the frosted tips, B.E. would like to know, did you have a shark tooth necklace?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's like your starter kit right there, right? It comes all in one box.
Text her at the 870 because it's always the 870 around here. I just hope Brandon's listened to the show before he came on to co-host. If not, he may need therapy afterwards. I think you're going
to
be okay.
Oh, yeah, I've listened. Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, when I first came into town 3 years ago, I've huge fan of talk radio, whether it's sports talk radio or regular talk radio. And I remember I stumbled upon this show and I was like, all right, these are going to be my guys. They're irreverent. They rarely talk about sports.
That's true.
I was like, these are going to be my guys. And so this is the type of talk radio that I'm accustomed to and enjoy and am quite comfortable with the line of questioning.
You can text in 866-285-4005. Ask Brandon any question. Wes in Springdale would like to know if you think that birds are real.
Oh, man, I got to tell you about birds. I got beef. Before we talk about the beef that I got with you guys, I got beef with swallows right now.
Fire away.
Invasive birds that have built these dirt nests on my stoop in my house. 3 summers now I've been dealing with these birds, mm-hmm. and I will tear down the nest. I've got to the point now where I want to wait for the birds to hatch and then go and then fly off. I don't want to tear down a nest with, baby birds and eggs in it. It's not fun. But they come right back.
Yeah, barn swallows are a pain.
They come right back. And then lately when I go out there, it's like Alfred Hitchcock, the bird, they dive bomb me. They're like attacking me. And I have to look up and I'm like, guys, you don't pay the mortgage here. I pay the mortgage here. Get off my stoop.
You're a rental there. It's their place now.
So I'm looking into the pheromones that you can possibly mm-hmm. spray.
Yes.
And even like a sound that will make them not come back. But I'm in like stage 4 of the fight against the swallows.
Abner wants to know if you think bacon is a little M meat.
Bacon is the candy of meats.
DQ.
That's little M. That's basically a different analogy that means the same thing of what I said.
Whatever.
Candy isn't a food, but it's, a little
that's
F.
That's an opinion.
A little F food.
That's, I'm sorry, what?
A little F food.
Food-ish?
You have to take philosophy to understand this.
Ah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to take philosophy.
I didn't realize Immanuel Kant? Yeah. Aristotle?
Yeah.
Nietzsche?
I'm being told that Ruskin and Mrs. Ruskin are heading off to a donut-eating thing.
Oh, my God. Why are they listening?
I don't know. We're going to get into the beef between these two, and we're going to settle it coming up. It's the Ruskin and Zach Show. It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. It's not a sports show. It's Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and streaming on the Hit That Line Now app.
In our continuing effort to win favor with the university, we will now read only officially sanctioned news by the University of Arkansas. Your news is brought to you by the Good Chair, because I had to have a place to sit. Get the Good Chair only at the Stadium Shop. Stop by, tell Robert Joe Bonamassa sucks. And you want a seat in the Good Chair. Football team got a pair of commitments over the weekend. Future All-Americans Jaquinton Madison and Keandre Johnson both verbaled to Arkansas. Madison committed to the Razorbacks. He's a 3-star. Brandon, out of your neck of the woods, Alpharetta, Georgia, chose the Razorbacks over Arkansas State, Bowling Green, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern. Johnson, 6'3", 230-pound edge rusher from Terrell, Texas, also a 3-star, chose Arkansas over Baylor, Florida State, Houston, and LSU. Dave Van Horn and the baseball team have added Wisconsin-Milwaukee outfielder Carson Hansen to the roster for 2025, hit .315 with 11 home runs, 65 ribs for the Panthers, and was named an All-Horizon League selection. We've got NBA on the radio tonight as Razorback greats Jordan Walsh, Daniel Gafford meet in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Celtics lead that series 3-1. We're on the air at 6:30 with the pregame. You can hear it on the entirety of the ESPN Arkansas family of networks, including HitThatLine.com and the Hit That Line Now app. DQ, poll time.
Okay,
two of which I contributed.
Yeah, you're resting the deck X polls.
I'm excited. Ooh, good shot.
Thank you. I never miss. I don't.
You miss sometimes.
Whatever.
That was a wastebasket 3-pointer.
Do you listen to the no through traffic signs?
Do I listen to them? Like the band?
No. No through traffic. The signs.
Like, do I obey them?
Yes.
Yes, I obey them. I thought you were saying they're like
no,
the name
sorry.
Of a band.
I should have said obeyed.
You know the kids they're hearing to these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't listen. Or you don't obey the signs?
I do obey them. Yes.
Oh, you do?
I obey all traffic signs.
39% of people said that they do. 60% say they do not.
These were our people. 75% of our audience has been to jail. This
I'm terrified to get lost.
Yeah, we can talk about your neck of the woods where you live. Yeah, it's very easy
through,
to get...
No way through means there might not be a way through. There's without no way pulling out into someone's driveway, and that's dangerous in itself.
Okay, this one was put up by Zach. Should the struggle bus include a loyalty rewards program?
Hell yeah, it should.
Oh yeah, I agree.
84% of people said yes.
I mean, who hasn't been on the struggle bus and then been committed to it and they want some sort of, you know, reward?
Since July 15th, 2011, the day my daughter was born, I have been on the struggle bus.
I'm sure you're a good dad.
I try. Try real hard, but she's fighting back now.
That's her job.
Yeah, it is. All right, go ahead.
Okay, this one was also put up by Zach.
Yes.
What day is the official start to your week? Sunday or Monday?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I guess probably Sunday night, because I start doing like research and checking emails and looking ahead towards Monday so that I can
kind of responsible journalist
running on Monday. And then by, you know, 10 o'clock Friday, I'm already thinking about especially during football season. Actually, you know, the weekend starts Thursdays during football season.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
82% said Monday.
Yeah.
17% say Sunday, which is the beginning.
The actual beginning of the week.
That is the beginning of the week.
Then why do they call it the weekend?
Yeah, the Lord rested on Sunday.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I don't know why it's Sunday. The week should not start on Sunday.
It should start on Monday.
But it does.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Okay. When arriving at an event, are you early, on time, or late?
Depends on the event.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a party?
Oh, now party, fashionably yes. Late. Fashionably late. Okay.
Fashionably late. Interview, always,
always
early.
Always early, always on time.
For today, you told me to be here at 1:45.
You were here at 1:45 on the nose.
1:45 on the nose. I pride myself on my punctuality, because sometimes I think being early is actually inconvenient for the person, especially if they're conducting meetings or doing interviews, or so say they have other things scheduled mm-hmm. that are buttoned up to the moment you're supposed to be there. You show up 15 minutes early, they got to figure out what to do with you for 15 minutes.
Yeah, DQ does not have that issue.
But there is something to be said about fashionably late to certain events. I'm very much show up early to a game and leave early. Oh, unless it's close. Unless it's close.
You're one of those?
If it's close, I will stay. Oh, but if it's if it is
about that one.
I don't like the elbow to elbow, you know, the congestion at the end, the bottleneck to get out. So if it's a close game, yeah, I'll sit there 30 okay. minutes before the game and 30 minutes after the game. But if it is, you know, 2-touchdown lead, 3-run lead, you know, 10-point basketball, well, college basketball, I guess you maybe give it 15.
Mm-hmm. What's, what were the results?
63% said early, 9% said late, 26% said on time.
Which one are you?
I have not been late to work, really late to work, in a while.
Okay.
Except on Friday whenever I asked because I was getting a haircut.
I was about to say, define
yeah,
lately.
What do you find? What do you define as lately and really late?
Since like the start of summer, which is the dumbest time.
Summer.
Which is kind of the dumbest time.
Summer starts in 4 days.
Well, I tend to agree with meteorological summer. June, July, August is summer.
Like May. I haven't been really, really late.
Okay.
In a while.
All right. Okay. Go.
And I think this is our last one. Yeah. Is there something that you think you liked or discovered before anybody else?
Wow. Yeah, I had this theory, and I don't even know if it's a real thing yet. So if I say it now, does it mean that, does it exist or not? So this was probably 10, 15 years ago. Do you remember Redbox?
Yes.
Okay, so Redbox was a thing back 10, 15 years ago. So me and one of my friends had this idea about getting in with like the state departments to televise executions. Call it dead box.
All right. You now have my complete and total attention. Yeah. You wanted to televise state executions. It only happens like a couple of times every couple of years.
That's why you can charge so much.
Like a pay-per-view event? Would you? Who would do?
It would have to be pay-per-view.
Would you do like pregame?
Yeah.
Postgame?
Yeah.
Interviews?
Yeah.
In-game, play-by-play?
I don't think you want to do that because it's short, right?
Well, I mean, no, they do the whole thing. Like the last words. Yeah.
So I thought it would have been, you know, this is, once again, 15, 20 years. This is when I was closer to DQ's age mm-hmm. than your age.
Okay.
And, and ideas were just bad then. Uh-huh. But I thought about it, and it was one of the times where as soon as I said it, my friend was like, well, you said it out loud. Your phone heard it. Now Google invented it. But to my knowledge, it was such a bad idea that it was never invented.
Well, you know what? There's only a dozen of us listening or so. So if anybody wants to bankroll this, we have an idea for a game show. Because I'm thinking about thinning the herd when I become president. We want to do, it's called Bear in a Pit, where we're going to take 30 randomly selected elderly people, throw them in a pit, turn a grizzly bear loose in there, have Gus Johnson announce.
Yeah.
If you survive, you get to come back next week.
I don't know. I feel like you're going to get less pushback if the people have already been convicted of horrendous crimes versus just these innocent elderly people. So good luck with that.
Yeah, like Ty says, potato, tomato. All right.
So
what were the results on that?
So 59% of people said, yes, they do. 40% said, no. I am convinced. So I do already know that fanny packs were a thing before, but I am a little convinced that I contributed to the bringing of them back. Because I had a fanny pack and wore it as a crossbody before anyone else you see wearing one as a crossbody today. Like you, years. Uh-huh. I had years on
so
them.
So you had the old I had woman my Patagonia, and mom jeans. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had my Patagonia fanny pack and I wore it across my, like, across the front of my body, like a crossbody, way before anybody else. Before Lululemon picked it up.
Uh-huh. You hear that, Lululemon? She's coming for you.
Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Go touch grass.
Okay, so
fanny packs. Wow.
Yeah. DQ's very
bringing them coming back.
Yeah, she likes fanny packs and Patagonia.
Did they come back?
No.
Yes, everyone. No. Oh, go outside. Everyone you see is wearing one.
Walk anywhere down the street in America, and you will see fanny packs.
You will see five fanny packs.
Mom jeans and fanny packs.
Go to Walmart or any store, you'll see at least five.
I guess Walmart is the barometer of America. So
yeah, not at 2 a.m. it isn't. I can promise you that. Your dead box is really getting some run here. I think there is an audience for it.
Yeah, well, I've given up on it, so they can have it now.
Okay. All right. You can text in 866-285-4005. When I talked to you last week, I did not realize that there was a lingering animosity between you and DQ.
The beef.
Now, if I remember, now, you told me there were two of them. Now, the first one.
Are there? No, I think it was just one.
Just the one? Okay.
I said beef. Brought us here because there was original beef that you and I had.
Right.
Over, well, we can talk about that.
Yeah, later. We'll talk about that in a second. Now, if I remember correctly, the genesis of this was that your dad was the mayor of your hometown.
Yeah, it was not necessarily the town that I grew up in, but it was the town that I ended up going to high school in.
Okay.
And he is currently. Still currently the mayor. He's finishing up his second term, and it's, you know, one of the smallest towns in Georgia. It's the second smallest county in the state of Georgia. And I believe I was calling into the show because Darby was here coasting with you. And Darby just, you know, has that thing where no filter. He just spits it out. And his dad's the mayor. And and I love Darby. Darby's one of my best friends. Like, he's super great. Most like genuine, authentic person that you'll ever meet.
And he has no filter, which we love.
And he's great. He's great. He makes me laugh every single day. And so he threw that out there. And then that kind of led to you guys saying, you know, so is this make him, you know, part of the idle rich society?
DQ?
And DQ comes back and goes, nope, but I think he's a nepotism baby.
A nepo baby, DQ. Now, DQ and I have been working on her anger issues. We've been working on maybe how she treats people, you know, with regards to this. Because, you know, she's called many a person a nepo baby. But now Brandon is here and he is hurt that you referred to him as a nepo baby.
It's not so much that I was hurt by that, but I just think I need to defend my family's honor.
DQ?
Here in Georgia, you know, because you think about the mayor of a small town in Georgia is not this high-paying, illustrious, star-driven job that allows me to be born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was still put to work at 15 years old.
Did you ever get out of a traffic ticket?
Never.
Okay. Did you ever get a traffic ticket?
All the time.
Okay, good. All right. CDQ?
If anything, I got in more trouble.
See?
Now, granted, my father was also not in politics when I was in school. He didn't even run for any elected office, which was only city council and mayor of this small town in Georgia, until after I was hundreds of miles away in another state. I'll call it what you want to. It made no political liability there. Mm-hmm. But so anything that he has done, he's done for himself. And I think he made it very clear that he wanted me to be the same. You know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. kind of guy. That was his thing. He's like, hey, I worked for all this. You're going to work for all this. And I'd like to think it paid off, but, you know, I wouldn't call it nepotism, I guess. It's not like it's inherited wealth.
You referred to him as idle rich and a
nepo. I did not refer to him as idle rich. I don't even... You guys referred to him as idle rich.
I think you gave her the option, is he idle rich?
Okay.
And then she said, no, he's a nepo.
No, he's a nepo baby.
Is that worse?
Yes.
Nepotism is worse than saying idle rich?
I don't think I'm either. I'm just a regular guy. I mean,
He was so not hurt, it was the first thing he brought up.
I've been stewing on this for a year now.
Well, I think my stance on nepotism has loosened up.
Mm-hmm. He's now little nepotism. No. Not bold-faced letters.
Yeah. No.
We got to understand.
I was wrong.
The mayor of a small town and a small business owner who taught his son to just be his own man isn't really nepotism. It's the American story.
Thank you, D. Yeah, DQ, what do you hate about America?
I don't. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
We're getting some
apology out of it. Well, wow. Well, DQ, trust me, I was never mad at you. I just wanted to clarify. Like I said, I had to defend my family's honor.
You should be mad at Zach because he was the one who brought it up and put the idea in my head.
Well, yeah, that's not how it happened.
So I imagine people get mad at Zach
daily basis. All right, now we've got some questions that are stacking up. JT in Hot Springs would like to know, did you know that Darby mooned his third grade class?
I do.
Oh, he's told you that.
Oh, yeah.
I like to leave out the part where he was in third grade. I just like to make it sound like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if it was fourth or fifth or whatever grade it was. And I'd like to think it was like the Simpsons episode where it's like a debate class and he mooned for rebuttal.
I don't remember the circumstances as to why he mooned his class, but we did get into that. FedEx guy would like to know, if you are driving someone else's car and you get a ticket, who pays for the ticket?
Wow. Last time that happened, I got a ticket driving my wife's car, and we have joint checking accounts, so it really didn't matter. I have not driven anyone's car where I got a ticket before.
Let's say you and I are driving to Tulsa,
okay,
and you are driving my car, and we go through one of those rolling toll booths.
Right.
And we don't have the Pike Pass or anything like that.
Which DQ does frequently, right?
Yes.
Once. Well, twice technically, but on the same night.
So who would pay that? Who would pay the toll, you or me?
Now, are you asleep? Are you incapable of driving?
No.
You're, why am I driving your car?
Because
you're younger than me. Mm-hmm. You're younger than Zach, and I don't trust your driving.
Okay. I would say the driver pays the ticket.
DQ?
Well, we also have a third option. Father pays the ticket.
Which would make you A?
Because the car is his name.
Which makes you A?
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
I started sawmilling, then I could say I'm a nepotism baby because my dad sawmills. Or
okay.
If I started, you know, working in a trowel company, then I could do that.
If you're driving the station vehicle and you get a ticket, who pays it?
I don't know that answer either.
That's a good answer.
Never find that
that's
out.
A good answer. Do you have a cool CB handle nickname like Rhinestone?
No.
Ken?
Like for gaming? Like online gaming?
Are you a gamer?
Sort
DQ
of.
Has recently gotten into games.
Yeah, I mean, I play a little Fortnite every now and then.
Yeah, DQ doesn't. She plays a game
I
called
like Fortnite.
She plays a game called Unpacking.
Love Unpacking.
Which now Friday.
Tell me it doesn't have anything to do with actually packing and unpacking.
Not packing up, just unpacking.
Unpacking boxes and decorating.
You realize that moving is what people do in hell anyways. Why would you want to do a game?
It's really fun and relaxing when it's not your life.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
Do you also play a game called accounting or long division?
Oh, no. No, it's far worse. Friday, we're sitting in here, and DQ is baking virtual cookies.
We have a lot of downtime.
Now, how do you tell what the cookies taste like if they're virtual?
Yeah, DQ.
They have flavors. It's called Papa Scooperia. It's very old.
All right, so I did not have a CB handle, but I really want it to be Papa Scooperia.
Yeah.
Well,
I want it to be that. No.
Okay, so whenever you're in like elementary school and you are on the computers and they say, okay, you guys can play computer games, there's this website called Cool Math Games. And on the Cool Math Games, there's the Papa's, you could say like, franchise, basically, because there's a pizzeria and a scooperia and a freezeria. That's milkshake.
Papa Scooperia.
But so scooperia, you bake cookies and then you scoop ice cream onto the cookies and then you serve them to customers.
DQ, Bob and Branson would like to know if nepotism and being idle rich is bad, is stealing your sibling's job and turning it into a career good or bad? What would that be called?
Kenna was never actually going to do this job.
DQ stole her sister's job. She was originally going to have that job.
Was DQ better?
Yes, of course.
Well, Kenna is
well, then that's not
a lot
really stealing.
Younger, and she's busy now.
Yeah, that's true. She's in the marching band. Brandon, do you play the game?
It's just called the game?
Yes, DQ. Please educate Brandon on the game.
Rules, please.
I don't want to ruin your life like this, so I'm not going to.
Will I be like addicted to playing it now?
So it's not a game. It's if you think of the game, you lose the game.
I'm confused.
DQ, whatever.
It's not an actual game. It's just called the game. So if the game.
Like Triple H?
Like WWE,
like it's time to play the game.
I'm starting to figure out that the DQ, our listeners just love to have fun with you.
Yeah.
Did you have an imaginary friend growing up, and did you bully that imaginary friend? DQ did.
No.
DQ had an imaginary friend named Jenny, and she and her friends would bully this imaginary friend, Jenny. And why was that?
If I remember correctly, it sounds really bad.
It does. It sounds terrible.
Okay, but whenever we were younger, we would pretend that this girl...
Jenny.
They gave her a
imaginary
friend.
She was so imaginary.
She wanted to be friends with us, but we didn't like her. So we wouldn't let her be friends with us.
Dr. K says, Brandon just made a WWE reference. You are now his favorite person. Rumor is that you've been body slammed by a professional wrestler.
Yeah, you can find it somewhere on the interweb out there. I think if you just do reporter gets slammed on live TV, you'll find it. But there was the North Georgia wrestling circuit.
Of course.
I thought it'd be great to do some morning live shots there. And these guys, I don't think they like that I asked a question about wrestling possibly being fake.
Yeah, they don't like that.
They kind of got mad about it, and they kicked the crap out of me.
AP wants to know, do you hate poor people?
I do not hate poor people. I have said that a million times.
Yeah, AP. He's from your neck of the woods. These are your own people. This is DQ on DQ Crime. All right, we'll be back with Brandon. I told you we were going to do any
this
sports
great.
Today. I told you we wouldn't do
fun.
Any sports. DQ and I will be back. Brandon Evans from 4029 is hanging out with us today. We've got questions, 866-285-4005. We're actually going to do something real coming up next. We'll talk, I don't know, figure it out.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The most influential show in Arkansas. This is Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and streaming on hitthatline.com.
Ruskin and Zach has been streamed in 157 countries, 50 states, 2 territories, 1 chain of unincorporated islands. Yesterday, somebody streamed us at a foot of 10 Pennsylvania. If you want to stream it too, it's hitthatline.com. You got one of them Google Play Alexa dot things. Say, hey, play ESPN Northwest Arkansas. And we will show up. Hanging out with Brandon Evans from 4020. And I don't think we've done anything bad today. I think you're going to be able to go to work.
Yeah. I don't think I've destroyed any credibility that I built up.
I don't think so.
In fact, I have built up any credibility. I don't think I broke
it down. Well, what credibility you had, we should be okay. DQ hadn't done anything. We haven't done anything to ruin his career where he's got to come back tomorrow and hat in hand going, hey, I work for you guys now.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Okay.
The powers that be might even let me come back and do this again one day.
I hope so. The whole plan, like we talk a big game, but we're just hanging out talking about sports. Now,
Big Mike's on the phone in Waldron, and you're in for a treat, Brandon. This all is right. this is always wonderful. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
I'm going to talk about two sports things first.
Okay.
Dave needs to take what they give him. If they're not going to play a third baseman with two strikes, and you got to slug bunt that ball down that line. The baseball team, though, is like a really pretty girlfriend, you know, big boobs and all that. But sometimes she farts real loud in public. And that's what they did with second and third, nobody out, and nobody scored. I was like farting right into the PA mic.
All right.
Let's see. There's this guy.
Sorry.
There's this guy back in the 80s. He got abducted by aliens for a little bit. And I'm listening to this presentation on him. He's dead. Been dead a while. But he gets abducted by aliens. They don't tell him anything. But somehow being on their spacecraft inspired him in some way. So it wasn't long after that he built an anti-gravity device that he couldn't control, but it did work. And he tries to get it patented. And he goes to the patent lawyer. And the patent lawyer said, they're not going to let you patent that. And I guess he didn't tell them if they catch you with it, they'll take you away, take it away from you. And if you build another one, they'll take you away. All right. So then he builds a perpetual motion machine.
Okay.
And I saw that too. It's inside a plexiglass box. There's nothing helping it. It's the stupidest looking thing you ever saw. The friction alone should make it stop, but it just keeps going and going and going. There's no place to put a battery or a motor or anything, but it just keeps going. He wants to patent that, and the lawyer tells him they won't let you patent that either. So he decides he's going to make electricity for his own house. So using those two ideas, why he had to put those together, I don't know, but he did. And so he builds it. He's getting electricity out of it. He's measuring electricity, but his house is dark. The electromagnetic field that was being created was disabling everything in his house, so nothing worked. And he's wondering how the hell he's going to fix that, and all of a sudden it starts to glow. And he goes in the house and grabs his camera. He comes out, and just by the time he's going to take a picture of it, it takes off and goes straight up. And he takes pictures of it as it gets smaller and smaller. And he's mad as hell because every magnet he owned was on board that thing when it left the Earth. And that's what he was mad about. He'd already invented anti-gravity. He didn't care about that. He wanted electricity.
Don't we already have electricity?
He wanted to make his own.
Oh, he wanted to make his own electricity. Got it.
Yeah, he wanted to make his own electricity. So he's rebuilding it. Only he's going to wait. He ain't got enough magnets to rebuild the whole thing yet because he's getting them. He's not a rich guy. He's getting these magnets and stuff been thrown away. This guy meets him while he's trying to rebuild it, and then he passes on. And this guy is trying to do the same thing, but he keeps talking about, I'm going to put a layer of this and a layer of that. I said, no! That's not what he did. Everything he built was simple. You saw the stupid.
What the hell was that?
Aliens.
The thing that went round and round and round that he had, it was simple. It wasn't nothing complicated about it. That's what he did. And that guy, he's never managed to repeat what that guy did.
Mike, is that a chicken in the background? Hold on. Is that a chicken in the background?
Yeah, I thought with my headset on, you wouldn't hear the chicken so much, but you are.
We hear the chicken.
Anyway, I'm about to.
Okay, Mike. Thank
you.
Well,
usually when. All right. See y'all.
It's Big Mike and Waldron.
That was worth waiting for.
I love Mike. We've got to get him back on at some point.
I was curious, though. Should that be a poll question? Does an anti-gravity device that you can't control still qualify as working?
No, it doesn't. No, absolutely not. But I wanted to see where that was going to end up because at some point we need to ask Mike about the study that came out last week from Harvard that says the aliens are already living among us and just wearing us as meat suits.
Mm. I think Mike would be an excellent person to talk to about that.
Oh no, Mike would know. Let's see here. Sasquatch has texted in 479. What a call. Shut up, Rooster. And Mike has Mike has Joe Navoca howling in his background. Have you now? You, are you familiar with Joe Navoca? One of our favorite callers.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Everybody loves Joe Navoca. So, our time with you is running down. I want to make sure we haven't done anything where you're going to go into work and they call you immediately and HR is waiting for you.
I don't even think anybody's probably listening at work.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah. Except Darby.
Unless you tell Darby like to listen. Like, I mean, I'm sure he has it on. Like, I have it like car radio's tuned to 99.5 just because I listen to you guys. But, you know, Darby's got his own thing going on, so.
You understand this little cross-promotion deal we got going on.
Hey, I appreciate the...
Is it a preset?
The partnership you had, yeah. Four.
Four.
Well, I also have a little bit of OCD where I have to have it programmed so it, you know, 99.5 falls right about in the center of mine because it has to begin at the lower end and then end at the end. So
you do it numerically.
It's not of importance.
Okay, so do
not
I.
Not by importance, yeah. But by...
It's in numerical order.
It has to increase. The number has
yes,
to be going
I
up.
Yes, I totally agree
so
with
the
that.
Lowest number is number one, and then the highest number would be six.
Okay, do you keep... now, I'm assuming you're driving a fairly newer car. Do you keep your radio on... Do you have like a preset volume level that it has to be on?
And I don't
even
drive
number,
a
odd
new
number?
Car. I have a 10-year-old Dodge Challenger.
I have a 6-year-old Dodge Challenger.
Is it the gray one parked
it's
outside?
It's the gray one parked outside.
Right next to you.
Are you? What color's yours?
Black.
My man.
Aren't we kindred spirits?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, the muscle cars.
Without telling me, what's the fastest you've gotten the thing up to?
Let's see.
I did 185 in your backyard at Road America in Atlanta.
I'm not going that fast.
It is fast.
I made it to work in 13 minutes one time from Peter.
It's fun, isn't it? It's fun, isn't it?
I didn't want to be late.
It's like, catch me if you can.
But I'm a real, you know, Chrysler Dodge Jeep guy. Mm-hmm. Like I've Jeep Wranglers, Chrysler 300s, mm-hmm. and you know, these are just cars that I've driven most of my life. I just, you know, when you find something you like, it's kind of like alcohol. At this point in my life, I realized I don't have to drink stuff that I don't like. So if I want to have a bourbon, I can get a bourbon. If I want to drive a Dodge Challenger, I drive a Dodge Challenger. I don't have to drive.
Do your wife ever look at you as you're leaving, just kind of roll her eyes like, there you go.
Well, you know. She doesn't like driving my car when I, like, problem is, you know, when there's snow
cool.
or...
Oh, it's useless.
If I need to go, like...
Utterly useless.
Do any kind of yard work or move anything, like a washer and dryer, it's like, honey, can I borrow... Because she has a Jeep, so I'm like, can I borrow your Jeep? And she's like, I don't want to drive your car. I hate driving your car. I'm like, well, you don't like going fast?
You don't like being cool? You know, if you're one like us?
No, but I don't have any of the bells and whistles on it and anything. It's just I just like the car, and so, yeah, me and you together, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go racing up down 49. Right, DQ, you can try and keep up.
Just rev our engines and look cool and think about the glory days.
You ever look at, you know, like other owners of, you know, the muscle cars and you just kind of roll your eyes like, come on, man.
I don't know. So actually I had to take mine to the shop not too long ago. And the guy at the riddle car place, he tried to give me like a minivan. He was like, hey, we got this nice minivan.
No.
And I was like, no.
No.
He was like, well, we also got this Camaro. I was like, nah, you're talking to me. He's like, now you're reading what I'm putting down here. Did I really give off that minivan vibe?
Mongo claims that this is the radio version of Step Brothers.
Gotta call me Dragon.
Yeah, Pete in Springdale says, I drive a Dodge Challenger. Brandon in his Will Ferrell SNL voice. Oh, man, they are good. They're a good time. Oh, here's the text out of the 870. Harrison, it's a reason why the Challenger and Charger are being shut down. They're junk. No, they are not. Never had a problem with mine.
No.
Not one.
No. It's pretty reliable.
Yeah. Now, it's useless in the snow.
Yep.
Rain's not its friend.
Muscle cars don't work well in the snow.
I like the way you said that. See, muscle cars, DQ. Muscle cars.
Different than sports cars.
Sports cars are for, you know, people who like to look cool in their car. You know, we like to look cool, go fast.
I'm all about the horsepower.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't like what's happening right now.
Ultra machoism going on right now.
I love it. Dude, I appreciate you hanging out with us. This has been fun. We need to do this again.
Yeah.
We're coming up here on the top of the hour, and I don't believe that we've gotten you in trouble. I think you can go back to work. We got into literally nothing that I had planned.
Well, we talked the 30th anniversary
right.
of the high speed OJ Chase. We talked a little bit about that was probably
that was it. That was literally it. We settled the beef. DQ thought you were a Nepo baby. She's apologized.
We never really talked about the beef that you and I had. Which wasn't really beef. It was just that, you know, I do a little radio segment for you guys that we kind of preview
that
and review what's coming on 4029. And I think at one point I said last football season, it was middle of the season. I said, mm-hmm. Arkansas getting ready to enter arguably the toughest stretch that any team will face in college football this season. Mm-hmm. And it took all of about 3 seconds before Zach came right back onto my, you know, tweet and just was like,
no.
All Notre Dame Nation is mad at you now. And he was right. Oh, Notre Dame did have a tougher stretch. So we squashed that beef. And, DQ and I did today, too. So
I was I feel like we've all come together.
Yeah.
Now we're going to dumb it down. Cement Head's coming in here. But we've got wedding talk. We're going to have our red carpet recap of the wedding and the events. We're going to dispel some rumors that have been perpetuated on this radio show that are not true. 1,000% not true.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to it on my way to work now.
Yeah. Kara, she cleared up a whole bunch of stuff. Man, thanks for hanging out with us. I appreciate it.
It's a good time.
You saved me today.
Anytime.
All right. It's Brandon Evans from 4029 DQ, and I'll be right back. It's a Ruskin and Zach show.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing, here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005.
Giving you the entertainment you deserve. Here's Ruskin and Zach.
418, now 419. Ruskin and Zach show. Cement Head is here. DQ is here. And this will be our comprehensive, complete red carpet coverage of Derek's wedding. It was, I think we would all agree, meticulously planned by the bride. I've never seen an event more meticulously planned to the minute than what we saw, and it came off without a hitch.
Perfect.
It was a perfect, perfect evening. Other than the weather, which she can't control, it came off perfect.
It wasn't even that bad. I mean, for you guys, it was
really warm.
You were in a suit longer than I was.
Really, 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 really warm. So we'll kind of walk you through this. I'll save his sister's part for last because on Friday night we had the rehearsal dinner at a restaurant in Bentonville, and I met her for the first time. And the first thing out of my mouth was Muppets. You know, shoving the Muppet baby into the freezer. And she's like, "No, I did that." But did he tell you why? And this became a theme. Every story that he has that she did something to him as a child, there's a but here's why. So we'll get into all of that. Met his entire family, met her entire family. They are fantastic people, and they get the most out of this thing. Very, very fair. The rehearsal dinner on Friday night. I don't think the wedding planner enjoyed us very much.
I heard you and Tommy got in trouble for talking too much.
We did.
For talking too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that very hard to believe.
We learned. I mean, as the weekend wore on, we learned, you know, when to speak, when not to speak. We may have gotten. It wasn't so much we got in trouble. It was that we were just told to stop talking.
Oh,
I get that all the time.
There were some steps that we had to perform, which I thought during the ceremony we performed flawlessly. We had to do the swinging gate thing and get out of the way because they were doing like the unity thing.
That you guys did that well.
Thank you. Yes, I thought we did that really, really well. We moved, everybody turned in unison, and we walked and got out of the way. We had all our marks down. The ceremony came off without a hitch. Y'all didn't see the chaos that was going on beforehand. So let's start with the bourbon because that's one of the questions that we have been asked repeatedly. Derek and I got there. We were on site before 9, and the wedding's like 5:30. And we went up there to unload some stuff, get some stuff out there, get some stuff into the reception area. So at one point, Derek goes down to look for the bourbon, which they had buried next to the chapel, next to this big tree, right? And the grass is cut, and then it's, you know, it looks like the rough at the U.S. Open. There's like grass, and then there's these huge weeds, and he buried it right in the weed line.
Why?
I don't know, but he did.
He figured he'd be able to find it easier.
Right now, yeah.
not right next to the tree,
which would have been a whole lot easier,
like a few steps away.
No, it was a good 5 feet from where the where it was ultimately found. Was probably 6 or 7 feet.
What did you bury the bourbon for?
Okay, so this is, I got this question too. So burying the bourbon is very, very simple. It's an old Southern tradition. You bury it 30 days out, and then when you dig it up, it's supposed to keep it from raining on your wedding day, which it did not rain. We could have used some rain.
And the wedding was indoors.
So, but it's an old Southern tradition. Fine, no problem. So he goes walking down this thing. Now, if you can picture this, the reception hall is on like a hill. The chapel is down at the bottom of a hill, and I'm standing on the balcony of the reception hall, and I'm just sort of watching him look for the spot. And he walked around for a minute, and the best way I can describe this is, you remember when Forrest Gump would put his hands on his hips?
Yep.
He did that. And I turned to Tommy, I'm like, he has no idea where this is. He has absolutely no idea. And he walked back and forth and back and forth, and he comes back, and he's like, I don't know where it is. I'm like, oh, come on. I'm like, no way. And remember, I had said, did you mark it? Mm-hmm. And he did not. And I guess where he dug it up, it covered over with grass because grass grows. And then it had rained. Torrential rains had sort of wiped this thing out. So we had kind of a plan at that point. I'm getting a text from the couple. Derek would like everyone to know that the weed line in that exact spot was the only spot they'd let us bury it in. Okay, fine. That's fine. Whatever. So, y'all need to turn your radio off because this is where it gets kind of dicey. This is where it gets a little dicey. So, as the groom's party is, we're meeting for breakfast at 10. We unload all the stuff, and like, I turned to him at one point and I said, hey, finding this would not be good. We need to find this. So, we're at breakfast, we're talking, I lean over and I go, hey, do you want me to go get a bottle of bourbon just in case? I just happen to have the exact same one sitting on my counter. As long as she didn't write down the serial number, we're covered. And everybody went, that's a good idea. So I race home and I go get it. We go back to the venue. So now we've got one. And worst case scenario, we have one bottle. Best case scenario, we have two. So they go back out and they ultimately find it. It was kind of in the tree line, but they wound up finding the bourbon, which is now sitting on my stove. It is covered in mud. I took it at
did
the
you
end.
Was it
no,
open?
No.
No one drank
no,
it?
No. No, we didn't know, but it's theirs. I'll give it to them when they get back. So that's so check one. Then it gets a little bit more dicey. We're the building, the reception area that we were having where we were being held was in a basement. It was nice. It was a lounge, had a pool table, TVs, food. I mean, we had everything we could possibly want. So the photographer would come down from time to time and wanted to take photos of us, just candid photos. I don't now DQ, you know me. I don't do candid photos.
Candid, I don't. I've been in a wedding where the photographer says like, oh, well, I specialize in candid photos. Ugh. But when you know like, oh, I'm supposed to be taking candid photos, it makes you really nervous.
Yeah, it does.
Because you know that any moment could be photographed. So you have to, it makes me very nervous.
You have absolutely no idea what to do. And we get the call at like 2:30 or something that it's time to get dressed because we're getting ready for photos and whatever. So everybody gets into their suits and everybody, and Derek looks at me and he goes, I can't find my pants. And I'm like, what? Because, you know, you don't have a tie. We can manage. You don't have a pocket square. We can manage. Pants, that's a problem. So the scramble begins. Where are Derek's pants? The suits all came in a bag. And his pants are not in the bag. We can't find these things anywhere. Ultimately, we find him in his car, and then they steam him. He gets cleaned up. Everything's fine. But for about 15 minutes, we were trying to figure out whose pants were closest in size to him so that he could have pants, and we might be down a groomsman. That's where we were. Get that.
Could
get
you
that.
Figure it out?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was closest in size? Was it you? I'm just wondering.
We were just having preliminary discussions.
We hadn't gotten
the tape out yet to see whose pants were closest in size. We felt he we knew they were somewhere on the premises. We just didn't know where. We find his
pants. Why did they separate from his suit top?
I have no idea. I honestly have no clue how he lost his pants, but he lost his pants. So we get that straightened out. Now, I want to give a huge shout out to John George, who is the voice of Bud Walton Arena, you know, he's the Arkansas River, because he cut for Derek and his bride a, you know, now entering, you know, here are the Ruskins. So John was kind enough to do that. Thank you so much. They really, really appreciated it. And it was a pretty cool little thing to hear, you know, John come in. Everybody kind of perked up when they walked into the reception. Couple of complaints. One, the bridesmaids all had these beautiful silk pajamas. And they had matching flip-flops. And they had these fans because it was 1,000 degrees outside. And as we are moving towards getting our photos taken, they are moving in a pack. And they all look the same. They're all dressed up. Meanwhile, the groomsmen look like a gang of hobos. We're in various states of dress, and we're sweating like crazy. No fans, no nothing. I look at Derek. I'm like, next time we do this, fan, please. And he just looked at me and went, no. And that was it. So just next time we do this, I would like some matching pajamas, flannel preferably, and some flip-flops. I think that would have gone over well. I'm getting texts from
I don't know if I've ever seen the men's matching ready clothes.
We look like a bunch of vagabonds.
I don't know if that exists.
Whatever. Now, you mentioned during the reception that there was stuff to do left and right.
Everywhere. I've never been to a wedding that had so much stuff for the guests to do. It was awesome.
They had a photo booth. They had their DJ was there. Actually, a friend of mine, and I'll get to that in a second because I've got beef with the DJ. They had a woman who was doing like watercolor caricatures.
They were amazing.
Yeah.
Not caricatures. That's not what that is.
What was it?
It was just watercolor. Okay.
Painting.
It was just paintings. She didn't like do the face or anything, but it was like a silhouette, basically.
Okay. And then, of course, they had the yellow phone where everybody left a voicemail, which was great. And there was a ton of stuff to do. They had a pie bar, which was awesome.
T-shirt toss.
It was all the things
for the kids.
It was immaculate. It went off perfectly.
And tie.
And tie was there. My daughter loved the glow sticks that they brought out. You know, the ones that were.
So did Ty.
Yeah.
Ty was a fan. Ty wore the light up glasses
for the
second they came out to the second I saw him leave.
I think I saw him get out of the Uber when he came back to the hotel with those still on. I'm not sure.
All right, so the ceremony, we go down to the ceremony, and Derek is, we're all sweating. It's hot, and it's hot in there. Like, the air was on, but it was hot in there, right? So I'm standing behind him, and I'm looking at all the bridesmaids. Everybody's lined up where we're supposed to be, and the bridesmaids have all walked in, and they closed the front of the chapel doors. And Derek, and I see him start dabbing his eye, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, we're going to lose him halfway through. And he gave me one of these, and I'm like, uh-oh. So I kind of took a half step closer, just making sure he didn't go down. They opened the doors, and A, bride looked beautiful. It was perfect. It was sun splash behind her, the whole thing. And he kind of gave it a and it was like, okay, game on. Now, she comes down the aisle. You know, father gives her away, the whole thing. They turn, and we start the ceremony. And they're standing and they're looking at each other at one point. Derek couldn't stand still. He had his knees locked. He was kind of swaying back and forth. There was a moment where I thought he was going over. Fortunately, he didn't.
I told him to bend his knees.
Well, he didn't. He locked his knees and he was just swaying back and forth. And man, it's your wedding day. I get it. I totally get it. But we got through that. And as we're walking out, I go first. I go after them. And I get to the back door. And now my daughter's coming from, she was sitting with you guys. And I kind of double back and I duck in the side of the church. I'm kind of in the little area where the sound guy is. And the sound guy's there with his son and me. And I'm just waiting for Kinsey to come out. And everybody's coming down the aisle. You guys start to walk out. And this young guy standing next to me goes, hey, I know her. And he points at my daughter. I'm like, no, you don't.
Ruh-ruh.
I said, no, you don't. He goes, yeah, I go to school with her. And I'm like, no, you don't. He's like, no, I go to school with her. No, you don't. To which he goes, are you her dad? And I'm like, yeah, you don't know her. Turns out that Kinsey knew him, and I didn't like that part of it. But we get to the reception. Everything's great. Reception was terrific. Food was great. The whole thing went off without a hitch. I didn't mess up my speech. Everything was fine, right?
Yeah, I liked it.
Great speech. I thought you were going to go with the other one.
As
someone who's roasted the bride and groom at a wedding.
Yeah, okay. Can you talk about that for a second? It wasn't for this wedding or related.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your best man speech.
Yeah.
Well, so I did a best man for one of my best friends, and I was under the impression that you basically just go up there and you give them a little 3-minute roast.
No,
you don't.
No.
The grandparents did not appreciate it.
No.
You said you didn't even say one nice thing.
No. I mean, at the end I did, I'm sure. I don't know. It was that was a long dinner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it was an open bar.
I had planned it out. I had a couple of cute little anecdotes. Then I addressed them each individually. And that was it. It was 2.5 minutes.
It was good.
In and out.
Very appropriate.
Thank you. I thought the tone was okay. Okay. So now, Let's talk about Derek's sister, because she is delightful. We had the best time with her. All the groomsmen had it. We had the best time. So when I met her on Friday night, I asked her about the, you know, shoving the Muppets in the freezer. And she's like, yeah, I did that. But did he tell you that he knocked my tooth out? And I said, no, that seemed to have slipped his mind. And she kept saying over and over again, she's like, I can't believe he's focused on that. That wasn't even the worst thing I did to him. She's like, I hit him with a baseball bat. So what I'm starting to get the idea here that, you know, there's another side to the story. I got some mixed 96 stories. Apparently, poor Nelson, father of the groom, he almost went broke getting him poster board and markers for mixed 96. So that was a lot of fun. But I found her to be delightful. She is willing to come on the show and debunk any of these rumors anytime we want. I've got her number. Just said, call me, and we'll take care of it. She's a veteran, so why would she lie to us?
She needs to be on the show.
Yeah, she absolutely needs to be on, and we'll take care of that. Maybe later this week we'll have her on.
Yep. As the fourth member of this team, I think she needs to be on the show.
Wow, really? You quit on us twice.
That was the other side of the building. I'm still employed on this side.
Okay. All right. Did I miss anything? Did we get it? Did we get it okay?
That's,
I mean,
great.
We got everything packed up. I mean,
the cake was fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Jackie went on and on about the cake.
Cake was absolutely wonderful.
You guys had the cake?
Yeah.
I had the pie.
What'd you have?
The key lime.
It's good.
It was really good.
I had that, and Kinsey was like first in line for the pie. She had the peanut butter pie.
I liked how they had cute names.
I helped with that.
And whenever, because Ruskin was talking about a groom's pie, so I thought he just meant one pie. Mm-hmm. And I knew that one pie, like his pie of choice, was going to be a peanut butter pie.
Right.
And I'm not
Nobody
super,
threw it on the floor.
I'm not super crazy about it, but.
Oh, it was good.
But yeah, so I was glad that there were like 8 pies.
Yeah, there were a bunch of pies there. But
also the food. Chicken is at every wedding. It seems like I've ever asked. It was just dry chicken. The food was fantastic.
The food was good. Ty doesn't like mac and cheese, which was a fact I forgot about. So food, we get served our food, everything. Apparently, we got all of the sides, not just pick
right.
sides
yeah,
or whatever. So we get all the food. There's mac and cheese on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Ty couldn't deal with having the mac and cheese even on his plate and him just not eat it. But so you have to picture on the tables, you have the place setting plate, and then you have your actual plate of food on top of the fake plate.
Yes.
Ty scrapes his mac and cheese off of his eating plate onto his place setting plate, and then puts his eating plate on top of the mac and cheese. And I tell him, I say, whenever they bring out plates for dessert, they're not going to take your place setting plate. And of course, they come and get our regular plates. And there's a plate of smashed mac and cheese on our table for most of the night.
It looks like a child is there with all the glow sticks and then the mac and cheese on a different
plate. Like an 8-year-old made the appearance. So that dinner went on. I thought dinner was great. We had a good time. We got through dessert, and then the party started, and DQ has made the assertion on this show several times that she can dance.
Oh, I never said I can dance. I say I like to dance.
Okay, well, I had to hold your drinks to get you to go out there.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
I wanted a slow dance, and I didn't. No,
I could have made that happen for
to
you.
The music choices.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't any really slow songs, except the one time where it was like, if you've been married for so long.
Yeah.
But I'm not married, so I couldn't go, I couldn't go up there.
Since
then.
When have you been a rule follower? You don't like traffic laws? What's the difference?
But no, I like to dance. I never said I can't dance.
Okay. All right. Well, that everything went off without a hitch. Everything, it was beautiful. They got in I think it was a 57 Cadillac, I think. It was a old style car, got off, left, and went on their honeymoon. So, again, as I told them then, proud of you. Congratulations. Love you guys. And I know they're streaming it right now. So enjoy your honeymoon. Get off the internet. go do the fun stuff that you signed up for.
Yeah, don't be sober right now.
Yeah, exactly. You get to go be happy for a week. Then you got to come back and go to work.
And then you're married.
So that's the synopsis of Derek's wedding. It was wonderful. It is done, to quote Mom of the Bride. Thank God. I think Dan had enough, but hey, once you got to the party, it was smooth sailing. But I've been to a bunch. I haven't been to a wedding in about 10 years, but I've never been to a wedding where it went off without a hitch. And we were only about 6 or 7 minutes late, and that was just because pictures ran long. And I don't think anybody noticed.
No.
Text from Canada. No one said we're sober. So there you go, guys. Listen,
those are my people.
What are y'all doing? Anyway, we'll take some texts, calls, if you've got questions about weddings or other stuff. We've got actual sports stuff we have to get to at some point, because some things were said during the College World Series that I would like to talk about. There's somebody out there that believes Tennessee's the best job in the SEC. Might not be wrong. DQ, is there somebody on the phone?
Yeah, but we have to go.
Okay, we've got to go. We'll get to that in a minute. You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach Show. Cement Heads here. DQ's here. We'll be back.
Please don't take these guys literally or seriously. Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and streaming on the Hit That Line Now app.
And realize we talked as long as we did. The Ruskin and Zach Show. This is Drive Home, powered by Mr. Sparky.
Need a licensed electrician to service your home? Give us a jingle, or just use this one.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
For local pros, call Mr. Sparky.
God, that was boring.
Look, another player has rung the bell. That means he did his personal best.
When's the last time I scored?
Woo pig.
4:44 on your Monday. It's, hope you're having a good one. Is it warm outside? I haven't been outside in a while.
It's very warm.
Is it? That's what I figured. Let's see here. What do we want to do? Let's go to Greg in Farmington. Greg, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. You know, I've had a mobile DJ and karaoke business going on 27 years now. And, you know, you're talking about weddings and stuff. Well, I definitely had a wedding from hell, to put it nicely. Let's just hit to the bullet points. The total ceremony, the minister had to be 150-something years old. Took 5 minutes for him to walk down the aisle for him to say, I do. The groom was so drunk that when he went to kiss the bride, he almost dropped her.
That's not good.
So we get on into the ceremony. We do the cake cutting. The bride had turned around to hand their baby to her mother. When she turned around, the groom had two big old pieces of cake and crammed it right in her face, and it took 30 minutes to get her to come back into the wedding reception.
Is this my wedding?
So then the best man is giving his speech, and I'm sorry, when you're giving a speech about your best friend that you've had since little kid, don't talk about getting strung out on drugs when you're working a construction job up in Montana in front of the grandparents. That's probably not a smart move.
Oh.
So, to top it all off, and I'm surviving through all this, thank God. So the final one to kick it off is they come up and say, would you please front play Freebird? This has been our favorite song since we were little kids growing up through high school and all this. By the end of the song, the groom, the groomsman, and the best man, they're all in a dog pile in the middle of the floor, okay? Don't ask me why. It just happened. This is why you don't get a deposit back on your tuxedo. When they were trying to get up out of the floor, everybody's so drunk, you hear something go rip. The groom was freeballing in his rental tuxedo. Can you say did not get that deposit back?
No.
So anyway, I hope this wedding went a whole lot better. Congratulations to the bride and groom. Did you invite Brian from Ozark?
That would be a negative. No, we did not.
Very good. Yep. All right.
Thank you, Greg.
Just making sure we're maintaining our high standards.
Thanks, buddy. No, nothing like that happened that I'm aware of.
That sounds like a great time to me. Well, what's wrong?
All right. Put your bets down. Where did that wedding take place?
Fort Smith.
Okay. DQ? That's Alabama. That's Alabama. Alabama, Missouri. It's one or the other.
Well, hearing all about Fort Smith this weekend,
yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Fort Smith.
Oh, you're going Fort Smith? Okay. All right. Shout out Fort Smith. Well, Greg will text in and tell us where that happened. Real quick, while we've got just a minute, let's update the Jello Shot Challenge, because this is the only thing about the College World Series.
We're not taking Jello Shots.
No. Yeah. Okay. Let me be clear. I'm updating the Jello Shot Challenge from Omaha.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not doing it here. Tennessee running away with this thing, by the way. 88-02 as of about an hour and a half ago. A&M second, then Kentucky, UNC, and Florida State are the top five.
Didn't Arkansas win that like 4 years ago?
When they go, they don't think they've ever... Have they never won it?
No, they've never... This isn't a shot at the baseball team. But,
oh, thank God.
But whenever you get out, you know, your fans stop showing up to the bar.
Do they?
So, yeah.
If you've got the hotel for 2 weeks, you're there.
Yeah, but so I think there have been times when they've, you know, been in the lead, but then they get eliminated. So then another team passes them because another team stays longer.
Always get eliminated. You can call or text 866-285-4000. I did text DQ morning of. I think it was right after we got back from breakfast. And I sent her a picture of her plate, which had her name on it.
Yeah, that
nice,
was fancy.
Right? She said,
did you take your thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if we were allowed, but I took mine.
Yeah, I don't think they want it back.
I didn't think so.
Well, maybe they do. I'll get a text in a minute.
Well, my name's kind of common, but I figured that this is the first time they ever had to print out my date's name.
We have a town on the wedding that he was talking about, Dardanelle. So
Daly's wedding. This third wedding.
Huh. But she sends me a text. She's like, this may be the fanciest event I've ever been to.
Yeah. I had to wear a formal dress.
Right.
Which, I will say, one side of my top came up because I got it sewn to fix it a little bit. Right as we were walking into the chapel, I moved my sleeve a little bit and the stitching came undone. So, thank God the other side didn't come undone.
Then it'd been a party.
It would have been worse.
Oh, it'd have been a party.
Right as we were walking into the chapel, too. So,
all right. How was the view from where y'all were? Everything go okay? I mean, looked fine? We think it did. I haven't seen the video.
It was good. So, I didn't know how early or what time you arrive at a wedding. So, we probably got there like 30 minutes before the ceremony was supposed to start, which apparently is way too early.
Yes.
So I didn't know that. I guess I just didn't know. And from my perspective, pulling into the parking lot, there were a lot of cars there already. And I guess it just must have been like wedding party and people who worked at the venue. But so we walked down to the chapel and there was one other couple that was also walking down to the chapel. And someone comes out and says, oh, they're still taking photos in there. So you can't go in there. So we stay outside and it's really hot.
It's humid.
It's really, really hot out there. But I was like, you know, it's fine. It's my fault. We got here early. But then someone, I'm guessing this is the wedding planner, walks by us and she's like, what are you guys doing? Like, you guys need to go inside here. It is way too hot. We don't need someone passing out. And I'm thinking, They don't want us in there. Okay. There are people taking, they're taking photos. The bride doesn't want to see people to see her wedding dress before the wedding. But I reluctantly go in, and then someone not yells at us, sternly speaks to us and says, no, she doesn't want anyone in here. So the second I hear that, I'm trying to get out of the door. But I'm just like embarrassed now because...
The worst thing that happened to us, and it happened right, it happened about a half hour before you got there, was we're out there doing like the pictures, and we're doing like, you know, first of all, for all of you that wondered, he did shake his sister's hand and they did hug. So we got that out early.
Side hug?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was a side hug. He didn't want to, you know, didn't want to overdo it. But they're telling us, like, we're doing these photos, and like he's supposed to take a step forward, and like we're all supposed to be in the background behind him. And the woman taking the photos goes, take two steps forward. And when he takes the second step, he falls in a hole and like nearly sprains his ankle, which would have been bad. That would have been bad enough. But then she tells us to hype him up. Now, you saw the wedding party. None of us know how to do that. We were all like looking at each other going, what do you mean?
See,
like,
that's the candid photographer.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Talking.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I don't know
all.
How to act candid when I know
when the camera's
watching
you.
When I know that we're supposed to be
right.
acting candid.
That was difficult, but we survived.
You did good. Everyone did good.
Well, hee-haw.
Well.
Everyone did well.
That Southside education.
I know, man. Southside must be really, really proud of you.
I'm like the smartest guy there.
Still there.
Still there.
Still there in your mid-40s. Outstanding. We're actually going to talk some sports, I think. I had a whole bunch of stuff planned out. We have gotten to none of it. Absolutely none of it. We got basketball on the radio tonight. Game 5 of the NBA Finals starts at 6:30. You can hear it across all of the ESPN Arkansas platforms. Tomorrow, by the way, Mike Nabors will be here. And we'll talk all sorts of stuff with Coach. He's very excited about this, including his debut. Throwing out a first pitch. He's very nervous about it. Going to have the biggest crowd of the year on hand. And he's going to, I told him, I said, don't bounce it. Especially not in front of me.
Don't bounce it.
Do not bounce it. So we'll talk about that with him tomorrow. We're going to talk about some sports. There's actual baseball tonight that we can discuss. Kentucky and A&M are getting ready to start here in maybe about an hour. Yeah, about an hour or so. And we'll talk about that. I didn't even see who won the first game. Did you?
No.
Okay. We'll look that up. It's Ruskin and Zach Show. It's Monday afternoon coming up on 5 o'clock. We'll be right back.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.